Hola, bienvenidos al segundo programa del curso 2014-2015 de la Cueva de los Vinilos. Os habla José Manuel Álvarez Enjuto desde el umbral de la cueva, contemplando el horizonte para no dejar de soñar e imaginar. Junto a mí, Raquel Mora, una estudiante de Bellas Artes que ha querido acompañarnos participando con algunas importantes informaciones del programa de hoy. Hola, Raquel.
Hola, buenos días.
Y dentro, como siempre, nuestro querido y sabio filósofo Platón, que nos ilumina con sus ideas y sus conocimientos. Junto a él, Cristian Carretero, nuestra última incorporación periodística, para hacernos saber lo más destacado e importante de lo que se exhibe por el mundo, cerca, lejos, pero imprescindible para visitar. Hoy continuamos viaje, como el pasado programa. Continuamos hurgando por el fondo de la cueva en busca de las ideas, del saber, de la música y aconteceres que nos hicieron vibrar y sentirnos más profundos. Y llegamos a lo que ha sido considerado, y sigue siéndolo, el festival por excelencia, el mayor y más imponente festival de la música pop, el Festival de Gustuk de 1969. Y lo hemos rescatado de los anaqueles de nuestra memoria para refrescar, si no el origen de los festivales, sí el festival de mayor impacto de la historia de la música pop, ya que en la actualidad proliferan decenas y decenas de festivales de música por todos los rincones del planeta. El Festival de Música y Arte Gustuk, de tres días de paz y música, como hemos dicho, es uno de los festivales de rock y congregación hippie más famosos e importantes de la historia. Tuvo lugar en una granja de Bethel, Nueva York, los días 15, 16 y 17 y la madrugada del 18 de agosto de 1969. Estaba programado para que tuviese lugar en el pueblo de Gustuk, en el condado de Ulster, estado de Nueva York. La población siempre se opuso al festival, pero Elliot Tiber ayudó a negociar a los organizadores con Max Jadgur para acoger el concierto en los terrenos de esa familia, en Sullivan Country, estado de Nueva York. Gustuk congregó a 450.000 personas, aunque 500.000 dicen haber estado allí. La organización esperaba 60.000, mientras que el número de personas que calculó la policía de Nueva York era 6.000, y se estima que 250.000 no pudieron llegar. La entrada costaba $18 para los tres días. Gustuk se convirtió en el icono de una generación de estadounidenses hastiada de las guerras y que pregonaba la paz y el amor como forma de vida y mostraban su rechazo al sistema. Por lo tanto, gran parte de la gente que concurrió a dicho festival era hippie. Realmente ellos no se designan de esa manera, sino que así fue como se les dominó. Este festival fue un movimiento que se desarrolló en los Estados Unidos a finales de la década de los 60, en la cual los que concurrían llevaban melena y amuletos, las chicas faldas de colores, sus símbolos eran la bandera del arco iris y el llamado símbolo de la paz. Los hippies estaban en contra de la guerra de Vietnam, por lo que Jimi Hendrix tocó el himno estadounidense solo con una guitarra eléctrica como signo de protesta a los comportamientos bélicos del gobierno. Sus ideales eran, aparte del pacifismo, el amor libre, la vida en comunas, el ecologismo y el amor por la vida y la música y las artes. Se llegó a creer que habían desaparecido, ya que desde el verano del amor de 1967 y Gustuk tendieron a evitar publicitarse, aunque aún siguen existiendo en numerosos países, evolucionando algunas comunas hippies a ecoaldeas. Y comenzamos con la cara 1 del disco 1, con el primero de los temas y de los autores, John Sebastian, uno de los iconos más representativos de la contracultura hippie, Amor, Paz y Libertad. En 1965 cofundó la banda The Lovin' Spoonful después de una breve y a veces simultáneas participaciones con la Dozen Jam Band, los Moon Wounds, y como músico de sesión para Elektra Records. El tema que interpretó en Gustuk es este, Tuvo un sueño, I had a dream.
A dream last night, what a lovely dream it was. I dreamed we all were all right. Happy in a land of Oz. Why did everybody laugh when I told them my dream? I guess they all were so far from that kind of scene. Feeling mean. I heard a song last night. What a lovely song it was. I thought I'd hum it all night. Unforgettable because all of the players were playing together, and all of the heavies were light as a feather. All I'll remember is a feeling tomorrow, but as I recall, the rest will just follow. I had a dream last night. What a lovely dream it was. I dreamed we all were all right, happy in a land of Oz. What a lovely dream it was. What a lovely dream it was.
Gotta get going, well I can't stay here long now, 'cause I'm tired of the way I've been dogged around. Well I've got to roam, baby find me a brand new home.
Tras John Sebastian Kenneth Heath en Going Up the Country, nosotros vamos a escuchar el triple que se editó por Atlantic. En total se grabaron en los 4 días que duró el festival 24 volúmenes. Nosotros traemos solamente el triple, que nos faltarán algunos autores fundamentales y que nuestra colaboradora Raquel Mora nos va a contar sobre todo de las mujeres que actuaron en ese festival y que no aparecen en el disco. Continuamos con Kenneth Heath.
You keep jumping the water, stay drunk all the time. I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. City, got to get away. All this buzzing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay. Now, baby, back you're leaving drunk, you know I've got to leave today. Just exactly where I'm going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. But there's a brand new game I don't want to play. Screaming and crying, but you got a home, man, long as I got mine. Gotta get going, Gotta get going. Gotta get going. Gotta get going. Gotta get going. Well, I'm gone. Well, I'm gone. One more. Gotta get going. I can't stay here long now. 'Cause I'm tired of the way I've been dogged around.
Sin duda, el icono del festival fue Richie Havens, fallecido a los pocos años, que se le brindó un homenaje importantísimo en el propio festival años más tarde. Su canción Freedom fue auténtico himno de los hippies, himno del festival, y todavía suena como una de las canciones fundamentales de aquel movimiento de los años 60 y sobre todo lo que se escuchó en el festival de Woodstock. Richie Havens, Freedom.
Everybody's ground, getting comfortable now. Starting to fit just right. Sit there, look at all those people around you, get acquainted. Have a smoke.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay? Elliot from Harvard, the hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station right away. Louis Pitnick, your brother is in the Paulsburg police station.
Number nine. Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
Freedom, la palabra más escuchada en la década de los años 60, Libertad, cantada por Richie Havens. Seguimos en el Festival de Gustuk. Como se ha escuchado en los prolegómenos de esta canción, todavía se escuchaban los martillazos levantando el escenario de ese macro festival celebrado en 1969. Continuamos con Country Joe de Fish en Rock and Soul Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome warmly Country Joe the Fish.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're certainly delighted to be here today. I'd like to start off our portion of the show by giving you a taste of a little something we call rock and soul music.
Arlo Guthrie continúa con Coming into LA.
Coming in from London from over the pole, flying in a big
and flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys? Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. There's a guy with a ticket to Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger, walking in a hall with his things and all, smiling, said it was a Lone Ranger coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Walking on the moving floor, tripping on the escalator. Hell, a man in the line and she's blowing his mind, thinking that he's already made her. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Sigue el festival de Ustuk. Seguimos con Xianana, el tema 6 de la cara 1 del disco 1. Con este terminamos esta primera parte para darle paso a la segunda. Xianana at the Hop.
Man, there's supposed to be a million and a half people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah, a lot of freaks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Xianana, Harold, turn up the mic.
la cueva de los vinilos hoy, retrotrayéndose a 1969 al estado de Nueva York, Woodstock. Damos la vuelta al disco en su cara 2. Empezamos con Country Joe McDonald. Durante el festival se vivieron intensas noches de sexo y drogas, destacando el consumo de LSD y marihuana. Todo esto aderezado con música rock, como estamos escuchando. Aunque inicialmente el concierto se organizó pensando que conllevaría pérdidas para la organización, el éxito del documental sobre el evento hizo que finalmente resultara un acto rentable. Sin embargo, debido al número de asistentes, las condiciones sanitarias dejaban mucho que desear, ya que se organizó el festival pensando que iban a acudir unas 250.000 personas. Pero al final, según estimaciones, la asistencia fue mucho mayor, como hemos apuntado los datos anteriormente, en contraste con las pretensiones de este, que pretendía ser una celebración a favor de la paz y el amor. Ocurrieron 3 muertes en el festival de Woodstock, una debida a una sobredosis de heroína, otras tras una ruptura de apéndice y una última por un accidente de un tractor. También ocurrieron 2 nacimientos no confirmados en el festival. Se realizó el famoso documental de Woodstock, Woodstock 3, Days of Peace and Music, sobre este concierto dirigido por Michael Watley y editado y montado, entre otros, por Martin Scorsese. Fue estrenado en 1970 y ganó el premio Oscar al Mejor Documental. La película ha recibido el título de culturalmente significativa por la Biblioteca del Congreso de los Estados Unidos y seleccionada para su conservación en el National Film Registry. En el año 2009 se estrenó la película Talking Woodstock, dirigida por Ann Lee, en la que se recrea la organización del concierto desde la figura de Elliot Tiber. Hemos escuchado algunos golpes, creemos que puede ser Platón en el fondo, pero no, en definitiva era levantando el escenario en el concierto de 1969. La cueva de los vinilos, Radio UMH. Comenzamos Country Joe McDonald, cara 2 del disco 1.
Give me an L. Give me a U. Give me a C. Give me a K. What's that spell? 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 Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made, supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just open crave if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when they blow them all the kingdom come. Sing it! 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Louder! Vietnam. And 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, listen, people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate, but send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right! 1, 2, 3.
two, three. What do we fight for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We all gonna die. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Volume, please.
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining. One thing about the draft resistance that's different from other movements and revolutions in this country is that we have no enemies. And it's one of the beautiful things about it. And to show that our hearts are in the right place, we'd sing a song for the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. Zap. He's a drugstore truck driving man, and he's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He's been like a father to me. He's like the only DJ you can hear after three. And I'm an all-night singer in a country band. If he don't like me, he don't understand.
He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town.
He's got him a house on the hill, and he can play country records till you've had your fill. He's a lawman's friend, he's an all-night DJ. Sure don't think much like the records he plays.
He's a drugstore truck driving man.
He's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He don't like resistance, I know. He said it last night on a big TV show. And he's got him a medal that he won in the war. Weighs 500 pounds and it sleeps by the door.
He's a drugstore truck driving man.
He's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. We'll be lucky to get out of town.
Joan Baez con Jeffrey Sadler, Drugstore Truck Driving Man. Y Raquel, nuestra nueva colaboradora, estudiante de Bellas Artes, se ha desplazado hasta aquí para contarnos algo sobre Joan Baez, porque tenía mucho interés en participar en el programa, porque es una gran seguidora de esta cantante y de las próximas que vamos a escuchar a continuación. Joan Baez participó el domingo en el festival y Raquel nos cuenta algunas cosas de esta cantante de folk. Hola Raquel, y adelante, como dijimos antes.
Hola, muchas gracias por invitarme. Y Joan Baez es una cantante de música folk estadounidense, conocida como la reina de la canción protesta. Joan está caracterizada por una voz muy potente, aguda, próxima a la de una soprano, con una gran dramatización de las letras, de sus canciones, y es la máxima figura de la canción protesta, surgida en los años 60, al calor de la guerra de Vietnam.
Pues muchas gracias, Raquel. Luego te daremos paso con Janis Joplin y con Melanie Schaffka y también con la cantante de Jefferson Airplane. Janis Joplin y Melanie Schaffka no aparecen en este triple, pero sí que participaron en el festival y luego diremos en qué momento, a qué hora y del día. Seguimos con Joan Baez y Joe Hill.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you. shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling,
Joan Baez y su deliciosa voz. Continuamos con Crosby, Stills, Nash. Todavía no estaba Young, que luego participaría en uno de los temas con este grupo durante el festival. Primero escuchamos a Crosby, Stills, Nash y Sweet Youth Blue Eyes.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. Now, it's going to be good food, and we're going to get it to you. It's not just the hog farm either. It's everybody. We're all feeding each other. We must be in heaven, man. There is always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area. Now, there's a guy up there, some hamburger guy, that had his stand burned down last night. But he's still got a little stuff left. And for you people that still believe that, you know, capitalism isn't that weird, you might help him out and buy a couple of hamburgers. Okay. Okay, here it comes, mess call. Gently, there'll be plenty for everybody. Yes.
That's it, give him that kosher bacon there.
Ellen Heyman to the front. Jim McLean, please go to the Pink and White Kent Hospital as soon as possible. And kissing builds up your mouth.
We're over this way.
Bugsy to the Pink and White Tent. Keep feeding each other. And if you're too tired to chew, pass it on.
Steven, here? I got a joint for when we get into the electrician.
Hey man, I just gotta say that you people have gotta be the strongest bunch of people I ever saw. 3 days, man, 3 days. We just love you. We just love you.
God knows.
Tell them who we are.
They don't know if you just sing. Hello, Tess, 49, 65, hike.
to the point where I'm no fun anymore. I'm sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud. I'm lonely. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
A little less bottom end on the guitar, please.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Oh, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I'm not dreaming. I
am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard. Yourself away from me now. You are free and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever, baby. Yes, and for always.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
Yes, and I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard. Hard.
And you make it hard. And you make it hard.
Friday evening. Sunday in the afternoon. What have you got to lose? Tuesday morning. Please be gone. I'm tired. What have you got to lose?
Can I tell it like it is?
Help me, I'm so
listen to the baby. It's my heart.
Hey. What have you got to lose? Yeah.
chestnut brown canary, ruby throat jay sparrow. Sing a song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Bassy little tingy, ring around the moonlight, asking me, say she's so free. How can you catch the sparrow? Lacy little tingly who's in love lamenting, change my life, make it right, be my lady. Yeah.